Tanya for the 17th day of Tishrei is in Igeres HaKedesh, Simon Chaf Beis, letter 22. It's on page 268. The number at the bottom of the page is 520. The Rebbe is saying that when a person sees that he's experiencing physical pain, physical discomfort, either over health or sustenance, parnasa, or children, etc., the thing that a person ought to do is not to turn his back on God and go searching for solutions to his problem, even though he's seeking the solution, so that he can serve God without disturbance and without distraction from this physical discomfort, from the physical pain. Rather, he should accept it lovingly as part of the face-to-face relationship that a Jew has with God. Like the son, the wise son, who accepts his father's rebuke, his father's spanking, not begrudgingly, but lovingly, because this is part of his relationship with his father. And as the Rebbe points out, that when the Alter Rebbe describes the father, who is compassionate, wise, and righteous, when he spanks his son, when he hits his son, the Alter Rebbe does not describe the father also as a chassid. Although later on, when he's not talking about the hitting, he does describe him as a chassid. And this, the Rebbe says, is because a chassid doesn't hit. A chassid talks. Today's portion begins about six lines from the bottom, at the period. The eight hayutzo, and the suggested advice that will enable us, lekabel bi'ahavo, that will help us and enable us to accept the pain lovingly, hi'atzas Hashem b'fi chazal, it is the advice given by God himself through the mouths of the sages. The pirush chazal lefashvesh b'maisav, the sages say that when a person sees that there is suffering coming to him, he should check and examine his own conduct. And he will find that he is guilty of sins that need to be cleansed through suffering. And he will see with his eye. He will see clearly the great love that God has for him, that disrupts the natural behavior. For the positive, in the positive side, the love is so strong that it changes the behavior from what it would otherwise be. As for example, a great and awesome king, who he himself personally washes uncleanliness, the filth of his of his only child, of his only son. He changes his diaper, mezev ahavose, from, and why does he do it himself? Being a king who is great and awesome, why does the king do this himself? It isn't appropriate for the king to be doing it, but the love disrupts the natural order of affairs. So it is from the great love that the king has for his son that he doesn't wait for somebody else to wash him, he washes him himself. When God will wash the dirt off the daughters of Zion. And how is the washing, how does the washing come about, how does it take place? With a spirit of justice. And as water reflects the face to the face, to say that ha'ava belev kol maskil umeven, yikar muhus avas Hashem ala tachteinim, this will arouse in the heart of anyone who understands and appreciates the expression of God's love to the lowly created beings. And this will arouse within the person an equal love, a response love, a reciprocal love, ashir yikod of the teva mikol chayi ha'ilamim kulam, because this kindness of God's is greater and his devotion to us is more precious than all physical life itself. As it says, how precious is your kindness? How precious? Because your kindness is better than life itself. Chazdecha, your kindness, meaning the kindness that God understands and that God expresses even when we don't understand, and to us it seems like a punishment or a suffering. Ki hachesed shehu b'chinas ahava, because the kindness which is the love that God expresses to us, hu chayi hachayim shebuchol ha'ilameis, it is the life of all life. For all the world, k'meshe kosev mechal kil chayim b'chesed, as it says, God sustains life through chesed. Chesed is the source of life, so that it is the life of all life. V'oz gam Hashem yitein hatev, and then when the person responds in this fashion, where he recognizes God's love in this chastisement, and he responds with a love, a return love for God, then God will give what is good. And then he will show himself, God will show himself to the person with a revealed love, which previously the love was concealed and clothed within what appeared to be a chastisement. The severity was revealed, the love was concealed, but now it will be reversed, where the love will be revealed. The yimtaku, the yismasku, hagvures b'sharshon, and the severity will be sweetened in their source, the yisbatlu hadinim, netzach selavod, and the judgment, the severity will be nullified forever and ever. In the Hayyim Yayim for the 17th of Tishrei, the Rebbe writes that through the Aveda of Nisyenes, of being tested and passing the test, this reveals the Yechida within the soul. As it says, Chavuka Udvuka Boch, that part of the Neshama that is bound to God, through this is Te'enes Uloch, we are able to carry, to bear, the yoke of Torah and Mitzvahs with Mesiras Nefesh. And the result is Yechida liyachadoch, that the Yechida of the Nefesh, of the soul, is revealed. This is the Yechida of the godly soul. And through revealing the Yechida of the godly soul, we transform also the Yechida of the animal soul, that it too becomes godly. And this shows in the strength, the firmness, with which one performs mitzvahs, and the inner enthusiasm, the deep energy and enthusiasm that a person feels for mitzvahs, and the feeling of pleasure, tiny godel, that comes from serving God. And that is the result of transforming the animal soul, that is basically the capacity for pleasure, transforming it into godliness, so that a person has pleasure from every mitzvah and from every aveda that he does. And concerning worldly things, having and not having become perfectly equal. He's not against having, but he doesn't also has no need for it, because in this aveda he has lost his taste and his pleasure for all worldly things.